Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of March the 6th, 2021, the 22nd of Adar, 5781. This week's message is entitled, The Seriousness of Sin, and I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verses 31 through 34. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Alas, this people has sinned a great sin. They have made for themselves gods of gold, but now if you will forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written. But the Lord said to Moses, Whoever has sinned against me I will blot out of my book. But now, go, lead the people to the place about which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I will visit their sin upon them. This week's parsha contains one of the most tragic episodes in the entire Bible. The people of Israel, having been delivered from years of slavery in Egypt, had witnessed God's signs and wonders on their behalf. As they journeyed toward the promised land through barren wilderness, they camped at the same mountain upon which God had appeared to Moses in the burning bush. Moses ascended the mountain to wait upon God for what would be a comprehensive covenant, best understood as a national constitution, that he imposed upon them by right of being their rescuer. No one expected Moses to be up the mountain for over a month, not even Moses himself. The people grew restless to the point that they wanted Moses' brother and associate Aaron to provide them with some sort of tangible representation of the hitherto invisible God. That he acquiesced never fails to astound me. The man destined to become the first ever Kohen HaGadol, or in English chief priest, fashioned a golden calf followed by the people's proclamation, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. All this while God is instructing Moses in his pure, just, and holy ways. This is followed by Moses, after seeing the sin of his people, smashing the tablets of the Ten Commandments, followed by the slaughter of 3,000 people and a plague. As this tragedy unfolded, Moses engaged God on two occasions with regard to God's relationship to the people. From what I could tell, the first one, prior to Moses seeing the goings-on, is on a national level. God had told Moses of the people's corruption and announced to him that he would wipe them out and start afresh with a new nation derived from Moses himself. Moses intercedes for Israel on behalf of God's honor, telling God that destroying the people would undermine God's reputation in the world. God relents. But a different type of interaction between them occurs after Moses goes down the mountain and deals with the situation. He correctly understands that the people's actions place them as individuals under God's wrath, and so he returned to plead with God a second time. As he implores God, he offers himself in the place of the people. How noble! What a sacrifice! This time, however, God says no. He says, Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. I imagine some Christian thinkers jumping in at this point, contrasting the offers of Moses and the Messiah. What God deemed as inappropriate for Moses, he reserved for Yeshua. But this misses the point. The point is that sin can cost you your life. Much Christian theology has a tendency to focus on sin's relationship to eternal life, to the neglect of dealing with serious moral and spiritual wrongdoing. The story at hand reminds us that being in the right group and having had genuine God experiences doesn't get us off the hook when we sin. Yes, there is forgiveness from God on the basis of his son's sacrifice, but the gift of eternal life can be squandered to such an extent that we can cause great damage to ourselves and others to the point where our future life with God may be jeopardized. I am aware of the theological technicalities that insist that the believer in Yeshua can in no way fall away from God's favor. But let me leave you with this quote from the New Covenant book of Hebrews. This is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, and again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Torah Bytes is located on the web at www.torahbytes.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbytes.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bytes. Lehitraot.